This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The border crossing between Egypt and Gaza has opened to let a trickle of desperately needed aid into the besieged Palestinian territory. This was the first aid allowed in since Israel sealed Gaza off in the wake of Hamas's bloody rampage 2 weeks ago. Only 20 trucks were allowed in Saturday, and aid workers say that is not enough. Gaza's 2.3 million Palestinians are rationing food and drinking dirty water. Hospitals say they are running low on supplies and fuel for energy generators amid a territory-wide power blackout. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told a summit in Cairo that Hamas' reprehensible assault on Israel can never justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. Egypt and Jordan have harshly criticized Israel over its actions in Gaza at a summit in Cairo. It's a sign that the two Western allies had made peace with Israel decades ago are losing patience with its two-week-old war against Hamas. The president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who hosted the summit, again rejected any talk of driving Gaza's 2.3 million Palestinians into the Sinai Peninsula and warned against liquidation of the Palestinian cause. The fallout from the Israel-Hamas war has spilled into workplaces everywhere, with corporate leaders from the highest ranks of prominent companies weighing in with their views while workers complain their voices are not being heard. People from all ranks have been called out for speaking too forcefully or not forcefully enough, making it nearly impossible to come up with a unifying message when passions run deep on all sides. Islamic rights advocates say much of the corporate response has minimized the suffering in Gaza. This is VOA News. Congressional chaos and opposition will be a hurdle for U.S. President Joe Biden as he pushes for $105 billion in funding for Israel, Ukraine, border security, humanitarian assistance, and countering China. His announcement follows Biden's Oval Office address the night before, when he made the case for deepening U.S. support for its allies in the midst of two wars. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Democratic president's budget request is critical to advancing America's national security and ensuring the safety of the American people, but the chances of progress on Capitol Hill are in doubt because of political resistance and Republican infighting that has left the House of Representatives at a complete standstill. A December 2020 meeting of Republican electors in Georgia is a central part of the case against Donald Trump and 18 other people accused of conspiring to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 electoral win in the state. The meeting was cited as the attorney, Kenneth Cesebro, pleaded guilty to a felony, and he's accused of helping to orchestrate the meetings in Georgia and elsewhere to send slate of Trump electors to Congress from states Biden won. Prosecutors said the 16 Republicans who gathered in Georgia's Capitol were fake electors. Their defenders called them alternate or contingent electors, saying they were trying to preserve Trump's legal options as a lawsuit challenged Georgia's election results. A faction of Venezuela's opposition is set to pick its candidate for next year's presidential election. The former lawmaker Maria Corina Machado is the frontrunner in Sunday's primary election. But even if she wins, it remains unclear if she would be allowed to run in 2024. While the government of President Nicolas Maduro agreed in principle this week to allow the opposition to choose its candidate, it also has already barred Machado from running for office and has in the past bent the law and breached agreements as it sees fit. The primary has been ridiculed and dismissed by Maduro's government all year long. Hurricane Norma made landfall near the resorts of Los Cabos at the southern tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula on Saturday and has weakened to a tropical storm. While moving over land hours later, Hurricane Tammy made landfall on the Caribbean island of Barbuda. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.